departure. International departure.
Thank you. welcome to this brand new edition of your favorite show, International Departures, with us, Lion and Shane 54. First of all, I have to start with a personal confession. I tend to leave my iPad on planes. I know there's nothing special in there, I am useless. But what is special that until now, I always got it back. Yes, there is hope for the human race, and this way I'd like to express my gratitude towards Air Canada, who sent my lost again iPad back a few days ago, making me happier than Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels combined when they signed the deal for the new Dumb and Dumber film. Thanks again, Air Canada. You restored my faith in genuinity. The show started with the first official Lowride release on February 23rd, Indonesian superstar LTN and our very own Kokai's new EP consisting Cruising, Don't Be Shy, and this one, Girl with the White Shoes. Then it was Kulipo's Son of a Gun, and the third track, well, since Ableton, the software we make the show with, deals with ID tags pretty poorly, we automatically delete them from the incoming promos as they arrive without thinking twice. It's usually before we start to compile the tracks from the thousands of songs we receive each week, and some of the labels don't name their tracks in the file name. See where we're going? It's way too early in the morning to ring Syrup Music up to ask them whose song it is, so we just have to go with the track title. Why didn't we Google it? A search for the title Get It On resulted in more than 2,300,000 hits, so forgive us, we didn't go through all of them to find the artist name. And here we are with a great remix from our friends, the unshaven Mauro Levy and blonde Tarzan-looking Kevin Wilde. They put their hands on London Grammar's Wasting My Young Years, and the outcome is more than satisfying. So much so, it's the track of the moment.
Track of the moment.
You cross this line. Do you find it hard to sit with me tonight? I've walked these miles, but I've walked them straight line. You'll never know what it was like to be.
Thank you.
Nesto sounds almost exactly as Nesty, which I like the peach flavor of, but it has of course nothing to do with the track. If you remember, last week we had New York songstress Jazz as track of the moment, and here she goes again. Cosmic Gate had a track called Yai, which she wrote vocals for. Not sure how did it happen, most likely in the studio or something, or why did it happen? The only thing that matters is it works really good. Cosmic Gate delivers as usual, no surprises here, but the vocals bring back the old school feeling of listening to Jess's voice for the first time, just to get all goosebumped and amazed by how sensual she can sound. Don't get me wrong, but in case I will ever have to have sex with a female voice, I pray to the gods be hers and not some death metal singers from the Norwegian countryside.
Be my friend tomorrow. If you were my lover today, would you be open to my confessions? 'Cause some things will never fade away.
Fairy tale.
After this great Cosmic Gate tune, you'll see we didn't tame ourselves at all. I mean, musically, because we are much, much more normal than we were, let's say, a couple of years ago when we started touring around the world. This shows perfectly on the next track by Pilari and Pablo Oliveros. Blackout gives you soft pianos in the breakdowns, sharp-sounding basses, not tuning-wise, of course, and an overall big room/festival feel that we all love so much. Just listen and you'll know what we mean. This is Pilari and Pablo Oliveros.
with Mayan and Shane 54.
We'll be right back. together we can make the sun rise. The nights are long when you're not here. I know I'll soon be back with you. Each day feels like a thousand years.
Tomorrow I'll make the sunrise with you.
This feeling is getting stronger. I'll love you for the rest of my life. This world is getting colder, colder. Together we can make the sunrise. The sunrise. The sunrise. Together we can make the sunrise. The sunrise. The sunrise. Together we can make the sunrise.
Today we've had some music from people we haven't really heard about for a long time, and this was definitely one of them. Rui da Silva is known for his classic hit Touch Me, which even we remixed at some point ages ago. Now he's back, recruiting Wesley Steed as a vocal provider. The remix was done by none other than our fellow Hungarian Sonny Lax, also doing nicely after a longer pause in making music. Honestly, these guys sound like they've never been away from our collective consciousness, not even for a split second. Off we go now. This is Avicii and the Henry B remix of the days.
Another tree where the grass don't grow.
Heartache, heartbreak, all over town.
Solange was a guy we looked up to big time back in 2000-something and a bit earlier. He was a true inspiration for both of us. Anyone could make jokes about his height, but it wouldn't be too elegant to compare him to a hobbit, because the pointy-eared creatures are actually taller than him. To be honest, in the DJ booth, Stuart does look much taller than Chewbacca and Darth Vader combined. Besides, how many people in dance music can brag about making a UK pop number one with a trance track? Surely a very few, but Lange is amongst them. Today's classic track is from him, of course. Songless is a song we listen to death and still sounds amazing. So it's time to refresh in our collective memories about Stuart Langeline, aka Lange.
Blast from the past.
thanks for joining us again. I hope you enjoyed the ride. Please come back next week, same time, same place, for another mesmerizing hour of your favorite show, International Departures, with us, Mayon and Shane 54. Bye.
For more info, check out www.mayonandshane54.com.
International Departures.